Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
During a Twitch stream, Justin Bieber was sharing some of his thoughts on infidelity, and that led to a big debate online, of course.
If you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as actually doing it, and so, committing adultery or whatever. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well,
I mean, I can understand. No, it's just not. There's a big difference.
I agree with you. And this leads to our simple question.
How is he that stupid?
The Biebs?
No.
Yeah.
His wife was clearly listening to whatever podcast he was doing.
I'm not saying he should say, oh, that's doing that is awesome, and then, you know, cheating is bad. Like, but I mean, they're two completely different things.
Well, let's pitch this simple question to Carrie on I-5 South. Carrie, does fantasizing about another person count as cheating?
No, I don't think so.
So would you be upset? Okay, I'm happy you think it's different. But would you be upset if, like you found out that, like, your significant other had a fantasy about somebody else?
I mean, I would hope he just wouldn't tell me about it, but it's just human nature.
That is a good point. Like, why volunteer that information?
No.
Babe, you won't believe the dream that I had last night. It was about our neighbor, Gladys. I don't know why her name's Gladys.
Wow.
But I hope I don't have a neighbor named Gladys.
I was going to say Gladys sounds really old.
Well, you know, that's the thumbnails I like to click on, Danny.
Oh, no.
Danny, how do you feel about this?
Absolutely not. I'm cheating like 7 times a day, if that's the truth.
No.
I mean, physical touch and physical connecting is way different than whatever's happening in your little fantasy brain, you know?
Also, I'll be honest with you. I don't remember the... Oh, you guys are going to be like, no, you're just saying that. I don't remember the last time that I had a fantasy about a person.
What, do you have a fantasy about them? An animal?
Yes. How'd you know? I'm really into goats. That's why I'm glad you got rid of those goats, because I was a little afraid to come over. No, I need to, like, watch a video.
Oh.
And, like, see a scenario. And, like, I can't just, like, just conjure up, like, a fantasy about, like, a person, like a person that I met or someone that I know. Like, I just don't do that.
Steve's not good at playing make-believe.
No, I never was.
Oh, no.
What, do you have fantasies about people that you know?
I mean, not people that I know.
Mm. So, what, didn't you have a make-believe scenario about you and, like, Geddy Lee of Rush?
No, why isn't Geddy Lee you? First of all, he's not one of my hall passes. Well, Duff Rush McKagan is my hall pass.
Okay. Have you fantasized about being with Duff?
So many times.
Like, for me, like, Jessica Alba to me is like, that's like Mecca of the celebrities.
Oh, yeah?
I've never once had a fantasy about, like, getting it on with her.
I've probably had a fantasy about getting it on with
but,
her.
But, like, if they had, like, if there was a sex scene, I'd watch that. Like, that would be, so it's not like I'm, like not and not having impure thoughts. I'm just not creating these scenarios. Like, it just seems so weird to me.
What about in your subconscious brain, though, when you're, like, taking a nap or sleeping overnight? Like, you never have...
Oh, that, yeah, all bets are off. I mean, I'm banging everybody. Barista yesterday. No.
Oh,
no.
God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never met somebody that doesn't have a fantasy before.
Well, I mean, I'll find somebody hot. Like, yeah, I'd like to do her. Like, I've had those thoughts, of course. Like, you know, but I've never been like, okay, now when I get home, I'm going to pretend that I ran into them at the 7-Eleven. And that the clerk had to leave, so it was just her and I. And then
Wait, no, my follow up is, what flavor of Slurpee was Jessica Alba getting?
Oh, she was getting Nerds, of course.
Of course, of course.
Delicious. It's the goat of all Slurpees, if you ask me.
Okay, so you don't create the, but like, if you're having alone time,
yeah.
Do you, is it just blank in your mind?
No, I have a show on. I'm watching a show, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
It's Gilligan's Island.
Yes, I'm watching Marianne. She's helping Gilligan out with like the plumbing issue.
She's very, very helpful.
Well, yeah. And he was stuck and she was just trying to help get him out.
She unstuck him.
Yes.
Doing the Lord's work out there.
I don't know where to go with this. Is Duff your number one like fantasy?
I mean, he was for. And
what's the scenario? Tell me the scenario. Is it like band practice, and you of just show course. Up and you're like, Duff, I brought you some water.
No, I was like,
I accidentally sprayed some on my shirt. Can I take it off?
Says, I was a little
that song. It's so easy. You know, that's me. I'm easy.
You know what? I understand why he doesn't fantasize anymore.
Or ever.
Not very good at it.
No. Oh, what's the? Yeah, I'm crying, listening to some of My Chemical Romance. You want to put some?
Cheer me up.
You want to grab that Kleenex? Not for my eyes, if you know what I mean.
Is this what fantasies are to you?
What is? I'm sorry. Tell me your fantasy with Duff McKagan.
I'm obviously a groupie in the late '80s, guys.
Oh, okay, very believable.
Yes, totally.
And Danny, what was the last fantasy that you had?
I can't say that on the radio, Steve.
Can you tell us a scenario?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. It's just like...
You were a groupie in the 80s?
Yeah, I was a groupie in the 80s. I met
Duff McKagan. I was in the band, of course. I was Duff McKagan, and I met the groupie in the 80s.
Was the groupie Taryn? This is very weird.
You know, I'm going to plead the fifth.
The Daily Mix Show. We are so off the rails. Tyler Lockett is going to be reuniting with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith.
Now that's a fantasy.
And people are already voicing their opinions, so we'll go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.